Mike, there's a lot of advice out there for whether you should have your own manager or whether you should manage yourself. What do you think is the right thing to do? Is it better to have a manager, or at what stage should you have a manager?
Well, one of the main reasons why I designed this course is as long as you don't have a manager, you have to manage yourself. And the thing here is, it's not that the artist finds a manager, but a manager finds the artist. Because only if you are established enough to play at venues where people will actually come and pay a ticket and come and listen to your music, only then you're kind of interesting for promoters to be booked. And until that point, you have to do it yourself. And when a manager kind of discovers you and go like, oh, this is an interesting artist, I would like to book this artist, then it will happen. So you have to be patient here and self-supporting. Another question you can ask yourself here is, a manager usually charges 15, 20, or even 25% commission. You can ask yourself, how much is 20% from zero if there is no money to play with? You see, so for a manager, it's discouraging to start booking you unless you're established. So you really have to do it yourself. If you enjoy my podcast, then please subscribe, give it a rating, and share it with other musicians. I also host another podcast, the Mike Del Ferro Podcast, with travel stories, interviews with wonderful people, and more. You will find it on Spotify and all other podcast platforms, or via my website, mikedelferro.com.